cocksucker ate all the fucking chicken fingers.
You got cud.
Oh, man, I got cud.
This guy, he was going down on me, and all of a sudden, he put his tongue in my ass. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave, starring Walt Flanagan.
Hey.
And also starring Sunday Jeff today.
Hello.
How you feeling, Jeff? How you doing?
Not too bad. Pretty good.
Yeah. This might be the shortest show on record.
This one?
This one might be.
Why?
I do not
tell him, Steve Dave.
Yeah. You don't feel well. How come?
Yeah. I was curious. I wanted to ask you about this, Sunday, because you quit smoking famously.
Oh, yes. And, the smartest thing I did.
Teddy.
Teddy agrees with me.
And you went cold turkey, right?
Yeah, I went cold turkey.
Now, how difficult was it in the days after that you went cold turkey?
I would say the first 2 weeks are pretty tough.
First 2 weeks?
Yeah, first 2 weeks are pretty tough.
Because I
just said he doesn't bark.
Yeah. <He's barking. laughs> I told you. I said he barks.
He took his toy away. He wants his treats.
Well, two reasons this show might be short. One is that I just recently, in the past 5 days, kicked sugar, went on a diet, and kicked weed. I haven't smoked or anything or taken any edibles or anything like that. Trying to get healthier. And I think that like the weed at night, it makes me eat. You know, it makes me hungry and stuff. Plus, it's like, enough's enough. I'm fucking 57, man. Come on.
What?
I got high plenty of times.
It's just like, it just doesn't do anything for me anymore. I don't know if like it's not enough or it's not strong enough, but it's just like, yeah,
it's like anything else.
It feels like a waste of time.
Really?
So I've had a 5-day headache now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go away.
How much sugar was in your daily routine?
Probably a bit. For breakfast, I would drink a glass of apple juice. So that's sugar there.
I noticed a Gatorade though on the
Gatorade zero.
Oh, Gatorade zero. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No sugar.
The regular one has a lot of sugar in it. Yeah.
What's that taste like?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not that bad.
It's like antifreeze.
I was gonna say, yeah,
looks like antifreeze.
It looks like antifreeze.
You're drinking there, Xerox.
And so what was the final – you chucked a volcano out the top floor or you just like –
No, I went onto the roof to throw it.
Yeah, there you go.
Right into the pool, still plugged in.
Son of a bitch.
You think it's – I would have to imagine it's the sugar that's giving you the headache.
Mm-hmm. You got that much of a sweet tooth, huh?
I believe so. Yeah, well, like every night Mary Beth would make me like a bowl of ice cream and I'm talking – every night for months.
I mean, if it's like one scoop, I don't think it's, you know.
If it was one scoop, I wouldn't be so fat.
I mean, it doesn't look like that, you know, this huge bowl with like 12 scoops of ice cream
in
there.
Simpsons when he takes Lisa to get that sundae. She takes one little bite.
I don't know. That's impressive, though. Yeah. I mean, much luck to you. I can't imagine.
Thanks.
It's easy, though.
It's not.
And what's harder, the sugar or the weed?
The sugar, I think.
Oh, I would have the sugar. To think so too. Because you really can't get addicted to weed, right?
Not really, no.
I always found that weird, though. I wonder why you can't get addicted to it.
I think psychologically,
you can. I know people are going to be might be mad for me when I say this, but I've seen some actions by people who told me that weed like calmed them out and helped them with their day to day dealings, and when they didn't have it, they kind of fell to, shambles and were quite
– Right.
And were very irritable and angry and made me wonder if weed is addictive.
It could be because, I could call Mary Beth right now. I haven't been the most pleasant in the last few days.
That's because of the sugar.
Yeah.
Has she said, okay, I'm going to join you now in this effort because she doesn't want to be smoking up right in front of you being like – You're doing good, man.
Yeah, man. Just keep going.
Yeah,
you can do it.
You can do it.
Blows it in your face.
That's the shit.
Like, where's that volcano at? Oh, it's in the pool.
I'm going to go take a swim real quick, bro. Bri.
She's the
Bri.
Whatever your name is, bro.
Bro, I want to hit some up.
But she's
curtailed
it, or is she's gone curtailed cold as well. Turkey too?
No, actually, she's gone cold turkey too.
Sugar or everything, or just,
no, not sugar for her. No, she.
So she's the one eating ice cream in front of you at night still.
Yeah, no, she doesn't really have a sweet tooth. She likes all those chips and shit like that. Yeah, but she's dieting as well. We're going to Key West in a month, so we're trying to slim down a little bit.
It's hard to come to Sunday Jeff for that kind of feedback on what you're going through. This is not your normal man.
No, he's like,
this is almost a super soldier.
Yeah.
I left my shield in the car. Hold on, let me go get it.
He's drinking a super serum right now.
Yeah, well, your super serum is Wawa coffee.
20 ounce coffee? That's it. That's all you got to do. You want to give up everything? Just go get a Wawa coffee. You're good to go. all your troubles will go bye-bye in a second. Make sure it's a 20 ounce, though. Yeah. You're going to need it.
I can't fool around.
You can't do the 40.
You do the 40. I don't know. You can't
do that jug that I see these guys buy. It literally looks like
it's like a gallon.
It usually has a town's name on it. Looks like a fucking water tower.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But Sunday is not your common man. He can go cold turkey.
It's not easy to do.
But he is one of the few unicorns out there that did it with seemingly not even a drop of sweat.
You got to want it, though.
Yeah. You could have put a paper towel under his pits.
Mm.
And you wouldn't have seen any moisture.
Come out dry.
It would have came out dry, even in the height of his most like
when cactus fiending, is growing out of that.
When he was fiending for it, he didn't even drop a sweat.
Damn, you fiended? Did you fiend? Were you like, was there any point where you're like, "Fuck, I'm just gonna have a puff"?
Like I said, after the first 2 weeks, I mean, it's funny though because a lot of times when I was smoking, it was all bullshit. It's like really, it didn't. It was just the habit. I mean, there was very few times that it actually. Like, it's enjoyable. Obviously, it's enjoyable after food, sex.
Yeah, boy.
Is that an old wives' tale or is that true?
It's just, you know, it's
what does the smoke
better than eating jelly beans? You know, it's just.
Why is it better, though? Like, how is it more satisfying?
I don't know. I think it's just like a calming factor, just like, you know, just sitting in bed or whatever. It's just the rest of the times is just like, and it's funny, though, you talk about coffee. When I quit smoking, I thought I was going to drink more coffee. I actually drink less coffee than I ever did.
He's not normal.
Nah.
It's just because usually they go hand in hand. I thought, first of all, you know, well, definitely ate more. I definitely gained weight. You know, I mean, that's a given, but, you know, I don't crave it, though. I still, like, after 20-something years, I don't crave it at all. I don't.
But I'm surprised you would even have done it at all in the house with all your collectibles.
I didn't smoke in the house.
But you said you smoked in bed.
Well, that's what – my collectibles aren't there. They're in the basement.
only my partner's lungs. Yeah.
They smoked too at one time.
But I'm surprised, that you weren't like – you were manic about your condition. Like you had to have the most perfect – packaging and
yeah,
cards.
It was nowhere near, and it's not like I smoked in the house at all. That I mean, it's, you know, it's not an area because you know it's just like it gets all sticky and nasty. It's terrible inside your house.
Did you ever attempt that world record, like how many cigarettes you can put in your mouth?
No,
like, nah.
That's too much.
Yeah, I remember a long, long time ago, Kevin, when he stopped smoking, he was like within a week or maybe a little bit less, he was like, wow, you can really smell smoke on people. Like, I think as a smoker, you just don't notice it. But he was saying like, it smells like shit.
I don't know. It took me a while. And I don't say it was about a week. But, I mean, you definitely start to see, you know, you feel the effects after a while. Like, after a month, like, I could go up steps. I'm not out of wind. You know, I'm not out of breath. I'm just like, I slept a lot better. I wasn't groggy in the morning. I definitely felt better that way. And, you know, just overall, I just started.
Do you just think you're just buying cheap weed and that's why you're not getting –
Gotta get the good stuff.
No, that ain't cheap. I can tell you that much. I get the best I can. I mean, and I really don't – like, and that was the thing. I hadn't been smoking either. Like, I was doing edibles as well. So, like, I have to take more because of the –
Yeah, you build the tolerance. That's why I said, how is it – like, why wouldn't it be addictive though? So it's like anything else. So if you have to – you're used to smoking a certain amount and it doesn't do anything for you because like I said, I never was really a weed guy. But it's just like when you smoke, it gets to a point where it's like not doing anything for you. So you got to get something like, well, I need the high test or I need something with a little bit more kick to it. Right. And then that doesn't do enough for you. So like – why wouldn't it be addictive? Because, like I said, I don't know because I never really was a marijuana guy.
Uh-oh. Well, this is – I don't want to catch any shit, but I'm looking at – I Googled it, but it's giving me an AI overview. The statement that weed, cannabis, is not addictive is incorrect. Cannabis can be addictive, and its use can lead to cannabis use disorder, CUD.
You got cud.
Oh, man, I got cud.
Got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's all right. Crud. You got a lot of other things. You just cud's way at the bottom of the
that's
list.
At least of your worries. Oh, it's only cud? I'm good to go.
Cud. That's not even worth mentioning. Yeah, I did figure, though, I was thinking about it. I was like, if I could kick opiates,
boy, that's
could kick
old, that,
I could kick sugar.
Those are two different ends of the spectrum there. Yeah.
It says that while cannabis may not be as addictive as other substances, it's important to recognize it can still be addictive. And it doesn't say, though. It does, like, I've always heard physically – it says it has no addictive chemicals that make your body require it to function. It's not like nicotine or alcohol. So I think it's probably just a psychological thing where you're like – you're so like – and there was a stretch where like I was using the Volcano and smoking every day. And like if I didn't, it felt weird. Like I felt like something was missing, like that morning cup of coffee or something almost, I guess.
Actually, the sugar might be harder to kick.
Than the opiates?
No, not than the marijuana.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When you have kicked it and you have no after effects of the coming off the withdrawals or whatever, I would love it if you became an advocate and really started preaching.
Preaching.
And wagging your finger at people for to stop smoking.
Smoking weed?
Yeah, every week on TSD.
I'll go after Q first. Was it henpeck the shit out of him? I did it. I don't know why you can't do it.
How old are you, Q? Come on, bro. It's time.
You can't do this shit when you're in the 60s.
Willie Nelson says, yes, you can.
Yeah, well, you know, he's pretty old, Willie Nelson, so he might be onto something.
Did we pass the 10-minute mark?
We passed the 10-minute mark.
Why, there was one that was actually 10 minutes?
It was 10 minutes? No, sometimes the recording stops at the 10-minute mark.
Yeah. Glitches.
Glitches.
Yeah, there was an episode, though, where we came in and like all three of us, me, you, and Q, we were like, we don't feel like fucking doing this right now. Let's do something else. And it was about a 10-minute show. I put it up.
Power down.
Yeah.
Everybody was in a really pissy mood. It was not a good time to try to sit down and squeeze anything out of a.
They got 10 minutes.
Out of all of us.
Well, you're trying to do three things in one shot.
What's the third one?
Well, he said he's on a diet. He says no sugar and he's cutting out marijuana.
Okay. Yes. I didn't. So the no sugar is not part of the diet?
It's part of the diet, but like I'm still eating healthier. I'm eating much less and eating healthier. Like, yeah, instead of like.
Factor?
A little bit of factor, maybe.
We got factor this week? No. It'd be the perfect time to segue into it.
No factor this week.
Blue Apron?
No Blue Apron either. No,
it's been years since we had Blue Apron.
Yeah, how about Blue Bunny?
We got Blue Balls. It's been so long since Blue Apron gave us any money.
Yeah, it's been a while since Blue Apron. I don't even know if they're still around. I think they got absorbed.
By, are they? I just saw a commercial, like a TV commercial that they were on, Pluto. So they're the big time now. They're got
past you guys.
Yeah, they're above us now.
Did you guys ever look into like those commercial spots? How much they cost? I know you were saying they were so cheap.
We kind of did some investigation. Are not as cheap as you would have thought.
No.
Certainly not worth the money that we would have to spend for. I believe the very little. In return, we would get.
Right, the vanity of a TV commercial.
Would be wild just to see there, just to have one on there.
Yeah.
Like you're selling used cars and shit and Wild West outfits.
There's some podcasts that literally they show the same commercial for a certain podcast. It's some lady's podcast.
Yes, I saw that yesterday.
The blonde lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She like comes off as like bitchy and stuff.
Yes.
Yes, I did see that yesterday.
It's so annoying that I think that it actually hurts her at this point.
Oh, really?
Like, who would want to fucking listen to this shrew?
Which one, the LLB or the well-intentioned bullying?
Well-intentioned bullying. Yeah.
Well-intentioned bullying?
Yeah.
Oh, so she just goes around being bitchy to people? And it's
I don't
like-
know. There's It's only like a 30-second spot. But in that 30 seconds, they've picked the most like irritating, like know-it-all kind of condescending conversation that
– Don't say it.
What, you thought I was going to say the C word?
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say – No, not at all.
I thought you were going to say
could. No, she – as annoying as she is in this commercial, I would not be ready
not
to go. I wouldn't go to DEFCON 4 on her that quick. But I wonder if it's helping her though, like, or is she seeing no bump whatsoever? And I can't believe it's actually her that this – do you know what the name of that podcast?
I'm looking at her, yeah.
But – I don't know if it's like iHeartRadio or one of those places is putting the bill
for.
Oh,
it's on a different platform.
But if I was her, whoever this lady is, I know I'm just referring to her, but I would be like, please take that commercial off. It's literally on 12 times in an hour.
Well, I didn't see it that many times.
Yeah. Every time there's a commercial break, it comes on.
And do you think, like, who is the audience for these shows you're watching? Does it seem like it would be older women who would want to watch this shit, or does it seem like it's guys like our age? Who wouldn't want to watch this?
It's weird. It's on like Dateline and 48 Hours.
Yeah, it doesn't something that wouldn't go with
mysteries. So
I was watching a documentary and it was on there. So yeah, it's not something that really would be tied into that.
I don't know how the algorithm works, but it is stunning though, how often that she's gotten commercial on Pluto. Huh. But and I believe it at this point it could not have helped her.
Right.
It's just too. Like, I can't stand her. I don't want to hear her voice. I'm certainly not going to go seek it out now. Listen to her for an hour.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never saw a commercial for a podcast.
You'll see him pulling them up right now.
All right.
There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of local stuff. I don't really see a lot of stuff's in Spanish, too. Like, I get a lot of stuff that's in Spanish.
Bitch Bible? It. Well, she's owning it, I guess.
Rich
right?
Bible, that's the name of the podcast.
Yeah, give them free plugs.
I don't want to I don't want to start a pod war though. I don't know if she has a big following, Bible. and all of a sudden now we're going to have, her legions of her listeners come after us. I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but I'm just saying that they've played the commercial so much that it's just at this point it's become like, oh my God, I cannot bear to hear her voice anymore, especially the three sound bites that they play over and over again.
Well, especially like I'm telling you what, that whole fucking like attitude. Your boyfriend's a budget Ryan Gosling.
I've seen too, I've seen on Twitter, there's like an abundance of extremely crude podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not – I know that's titillating to some extent, but
– Well, years back – I mean they still may be around – was that Guys We Fucked podcast. We were actually in Brooklyn. They were there, I think. When we did the Brooklyn show. Yeah, I think they were one of the podcasts on there, the Podfest or
and
whatever.
And I think if that's what you're going to target, like we're going to be the crude podcast, mm-hmm. you got up to Annie every fucking week.
Yeah. It's like shit. You talked about a guy you fucked last week. Now I'm going to hear again about a different guy this week.
Yeah, it's got to be more graphic. It's got to be more insane. It's got to be more like just the stuff you should not say out loud.
Right.
Keep
something to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, she may be trying to emulate this. Is it Alex or Alexis Cooper from Call Her Daddy? She just got like $100 million deal with SiriusXM.
Why?
I know.
Why? What is she doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I've watched it. I'm like,
getting a $100 million deal.
I know.
She's doing commercials.
Why? Like, why not? Like, what? I guess because, like, can she move and motivate her listeners to buy things?
Probably. It used to be it was her and I can't remember the other girl's name. But it was another girl. And then they were moving to a different platform and they got into sort of a tiff, I guess. And the one girl was like, all right, I'm out of here. And then right away, this Alexis Cooper started getting deals and shit and up to and including this SiriusXM deal for $100 million.
Damn.
And it's like for us, it doesn't even have to be $100 million. No. Give us 1 million.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about us that somebody wouldn't offer us that kind of money.
Too crude?
The caller daddy is, it's another one like Guys We Fucked where I think they, you know, she's a little bit crude and raw and, you know, talk shit, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm not into that.
Women talking shit.
Like, I don't even like women comedians, like, when they no, no, not that they're not funny. They're hysterical. They're hysterical. But I am not into, like,
ready for that Teddy bark.
So this guy I met, he was going down on me, and all of a sudden he put his tongue in my ass. Just like, that completely turns me off. That completely makes me want to leave.
Does it? I think people might be turned on if that was actually a fact.
I know that there are some people who are like, who are you know, they're all in. Like, they want to hear what happens.
Right.
But I just want to – I just don't want to hear anything like that.
Yeah. I don't want like this.
Well, it started with, I believe – I mean, I might be wrong. But like, as far back as I remember, it was Sarah Silverman who like came up in this really innocent-looking young girl talking this horribly raw shit. And it was funny at the time, but then like every other female comic emulated her, and to the point where it's just like, so I'm on the rag, right? And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Wasn't Roseanne really the one that really –
Yeah, I guess Roseanne. Yeah, Roseanne
really started it.
She had talked sex stuff.
No, nobody wanted to hear that.
No, her and Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm a prude, and I can't deny it, but at least I own it.
Well, I remember when you were talking about the cruise, and you were aghast at a 90-year-old woman talking about getting banged on a pool table.
Yes.
And it was at that moment that I was like, I'll tell you, I was like, oh my God. I'm like,
what cruise are you going on?
I was like, oh my God, Walt's pruder than a 90-year-old woman.
Yeah,
it's true.
So on the last cruise I was on, there was this game show that the ship put on, and they grabbed four married couples. One that had been married for only a few months, one had been married for a couple years, one that had been married 20 years, and then one that had been married like 60 years. So they were ancient. And one of the questions was that, and you have to match your spouse's question,
answer.
Yeah. So the question was, where was the weirdest place it ever happened? It being, I'm not even going to say what they said. You could fill in the blanks, right? But it was. He's shaking his head. You don't know what it is, do you?
On the pool table. Didn't you just say pool table?
So the younger couples were like, oh, we pulled over. Like, they have to match the answers, almost like the Newlywed Game. And the time we pulled over at an abandoned or a vacant tomato stand on the side of a road. And they did it inside the tomato stand. And, but the 99-year-old woman whose husband couldn't even hear.
Huh?
He couldn't hear anything. But she actually wrote down that she got
it
on the pool table. And the husband, and of course the crowd went crazy. He goes, oh, I forgot about that. He goes.
Oh, he did? Well, I mean, it's understandable, right? The guy's 90.
Hearing aid, he's just got a smirk.
I believe it was in 1937 that it happened.
Right, yeah.
So give him a break if he didn't remember it. But yeah, that to me was like the whole theater went nuts, though.
I was going to say they loved it, right? They had to have loved it.
I was just sitting there with a big scowl on my face.
It's like, come on, let's go.
Scoffing.
We're leaving.
Yeah. Get yours.
Ours is in a bed.
And what's Deb's reaction to it? Is she is like,
she does not think it's funny either. No. We're kind of birds of the same feather. We're not interested in hearing someone's sexcapades.
Right.
No spicy, huh?
It doesn't. You assume that, but I just not interested in hearing somebody else's. I don't, and especially in an attempt to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it's not going to happen.
I don't think I've ever had that relationship with a male friend where I'm like, hey, guess what I did? You know, like comparing notes.
You
and all
Q
that stuff.
Don't.
No.
Oh, I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe.
Not that I can remember.
Maybe early on. What are you shaking your head about? What?
I don't believe it either.
Yeah, I believe Q's told you plenty.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I have told Q a couple things here and there. Yeah.
What the fuck are you
I was just
so
thinking
fucking,
of something.
Your mind's all clouded.
I know. I need sugar. Somebody give me a goddamn candy bar.
Give me Snickers. Where's that volcano?
Yeah, I guess it would be Q then. You're right. What if I started telling you some graphic stuff Sunday? How would you react? Like, we're standing out front and I'm like,
that
oh my God.
Bother me.
First it's in her puss and then it's in her butthole.
Then it's in her mouth. Three for three.
Yeah. And the other reason that I'm like, maybe it'll be a short show is because goddamn, like I go to the news and I pick out stories and stuff. You know,
stay away from the news.
Fun shit. Oh my God. I haven't been on
no fun stuff.
There's no fun stuff.
No fun stuff in the news. I mean, I don't know if there's been fun stuff in the news in the last 30 years.
I don't know. I found this one. Disgraced priest who had sex on church altar getting his confiscated electronics back. Disgraced priest. There aren't many things.
What religion is that?
I think it's Catholic. Hold on a second.
No way.
Yo, look.
Yeah.
No way. You know what?
There he is. Well, there he is.
No, it could be Protestant.
His last name's Flanagan.
I mean, it says Catholic. A disgraced Catholic priest who filmed himself having sex with a pair of dominatrixes on the church's altar is set to get his electronics back years after he was arrested for the incident. He was a former pastor at St. Pete's and Paul Catholic Church in Pearl River.
I mean, he looks like
yeah, he is.
Who's the guy that played
Hellboy? Well, that's why, man.
He looks like the guy that played
Ron
Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, he looks like Ron Perlman.
He does look like Ron. Those were the dominatrixes?
I guess so,
she's
yeah.
She's got a shocked look on her face, or those are painted on eyebrows.
she does look a Vampirella vibe about her. Indy Dixon and Melissa Cheng, sorry.
Wow. You know what? I mean,
you're not cut out to be a priest if that's the kind of shit you're into.
You probably should turn in your collar.
It's a tough profession.
It is.
Defrocked.
It's not for everybody, Sunday.
Look.
You've got to have the discipline.
Comes in there, confession box. What are you doing?
Melissa Cheng goes by Empress Ming.
Oh, yeah. Empress Ming and Lady Vi, who also responds to Satanatrix. There you go. Well, that's pretty good. Satanatrix.
So he's going to a priest.
The priest received, he's 41. He received a 3-year suspended prison sentence in 2022 for engaging in the unholy trinity.
Now, is that.
And a $1,000 fine.
A breaking the law? Because.
Well, I know when. Didn't Opie and Anthony at one point, they. What's that famous Catholic church in New York? I think they had somebody go in there and have sex inside there, and they got arrested because it was, you know, live
right,
on the radio.
But I know it's breaking one of the commandments. But
St. Peter's?
Breaking the law? Because technically that's his place of employment, right?
Yeah.
And who would I be to cast the first stone at doing something
at
your place of employment. I've done it before, and I didn't think that I could get arrested for it. I thought I could get fired for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's St. Patrick's. That's right. St. Pete's. It was close. The priest's after-hour shenanigans were revealed when a curious parishioner driving by noticed bright lights coming from inside the church and stopped. And he caught the priest with the two dominatrixes and started filming them. The women pleaded guilty to the same year to institutional vandalism.
Okay. It's probably not a prison sentence, though.
Stage lights, sex toys, and other recording equipment was also seized. He has a full fucking production going on.
Yeah, he was going to post it on the internet.
I mean, that's crazy.
What do you think?
It depicted a communion of wine.
There's no crazy, stuff on the internet.
This guy has to really hate the church. There was a shot where it depicted a communion wine chalice being urinated in. And the priest was also seen wearing women's panties in the confiscated.
I don't know if they were just shooting a movie or if this guy's a real priest.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're shooting a movie.
He was interviewed. Okay, here you go. He was interviewed 6 months. Wait, he wound up serving 6 months of jail time for violating the terms of his probation by speaking to a local NBC affiliate. So he went on and talked to somebody and he got, I guess that was part of his probation. You can't talk about this.
Really? Yep. I wonder why. I wonder why that would be part of the probation. You're not allowed to even speak about this.
Probably the church is like, look, we don't want this kind of bad fucking.
Yeah.
Bad publicity.
They burned the altar.
They burned it?
Yeah.
Oh, they burned the altar. I saw that they had a new one.
Are they still using that cup?
Yeah, they can't be using that cup. I don't think so. But he said he bemoaned the celibate life priests choose and said he was struggling with loneliness and wanting human interaction during the COVID-19 lockdown.
Tough.
Completely understandable. It's like it's not natural, I guess, to be celibate. For your entire life.
It is a that is a big price to pay for your devotion to your religion. I mean, not everybody can do it.
It's like quit smoking?
It's harder, I think.
Harder than what?
I would think so.
Fuck yeah.
Harder than what did he say? I didn't catch it.
He said it's harder than quitting smoking. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. And then one of the dominatrixes had blasted the nosy parishioner in an interview for filming without her consent. Struggling and falling, sinning too. Priest sin as well, he said. Adding he still believes in God and continued considering mercy and forgiveness very important. So there you go.
Crazy.
That's fun stuff.
He won't be on a cruise. He won't be telling them. That'd be good stories.
Did you see another cruise got – I think it was a Royal Caribbean cruise.
That's the ones I go on.
Is that the one you go on?
Yeah.
I go on a big boat.
They left port and there was a fight.
About chicken.
Was it about
chicken fingers? Yeah.
Was it about chicken fingers? Fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it was a melee.
Yeah. They said it was like crazy how big the fight was. And
it's fucking smacked down.
They literally had to turn the boat around and go back to port because people got hurt and they had to get people off the boat, I guess.
Potentially was on the same boat I was on. It was the cruise that I got off the boat and the people getting on the boat and leaving. That's when it happened.
That cocksucker ate all the fucking chicken fingers.
I can see Walt joining that melee.
No, you would be wrong. No? Those chicken fingers ain't worth fighting over. No. They're not worth breaking a fingernail over, let alone, you know, a tooth but getting busted.
You can have them. They're all yours.
They're awful.
Where's the Johnny Rockets?
Yeah.
That is crazy, though. I mean, it's like, why, though? There's got to –
disrespect.
They don't run out of – but I'm saying they don't run out of food.
This is the fight, the brawl over chicken tenders. I didn't get to see any footage of this.
Yeah. It's about respect, though, Sunday. You know, if you have to see the last chicken finger there, you can't take it.
No,
you just leave it there?
Even if you're next in line, you better not take it. You just leave it there.
Oh, is that what it is? You just leave it there? It's just like you took the last one.
If it's the last one, I'd want the next batch anyway, right?
I would. It's been sitting out there for a while. He took the last chicken finger. Motherfucker.
What did I say? It said it wasn't over chicken fingers. Okay.
It may – that may be not accurate that it was only about chicken fingers.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
It did say that on the news clip, right? Yeah. It said it was about chicken fingers.
Because the fight started over the counter with the chicken fingers. Doesn't mean that's not what it was over.
I think that fight was probably brewing.
Yeah.
And tensions
something was
were
going
building.
On, yeah,
anyway,
going to the boat.
And, yep.
I
think chicken fingers may have been the tippings of the scales to turn it into
somebody's looking at somebody's girl or something. And
there you go, Sunday. You got it. You know what's up. You've been on a cruise, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no fighting over chicken fingers.
You know the protocols. Yeah, me and you. We see the only one chicken finger left.
Like we walked away.
Yep.
That's the only way. What's that Clint Eastwood line? Sometimes a man's got to know his limitations. Stay away from the chicken.
The unwritten rules of the sea. Yeah.
You're like slapping somebody saying, don't take that. What is the matter with you?
Nuts.
You want to start World War III on this ship? Took that last fucking – go grab the steak. Stay with that chicken finger.
Let's see. I got some prize picks here. And traditionally, we've had problems with prize picks. I can't seem to read the copy.
Right, well,
but this time I went over
it. Maybe we can help you sell this.
That's it. I was going to ask you guys if you could help me.
Sunday's opinions on the first couple weeks of the NFL season. Who's a surprise and who's somebody that you're like, I think they're going to go all the way this year. Who's your pick, early season pick to get to the Super Bowl?
Well, let me read this first.
Yeah, I'll read it first.
The episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. And then we're supposed to discuss football thoughts.
Oh, this is right up our alley.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're not going to find this on the Bitch Bible.
Oh, no. Who's your Super Bowl picks this year?
Tough after 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's why it's very difficult.
I don't know. No, definitely not the Giants. Well, I like the Bengals and I like the Colts.
Same conference, though, so they both can't go to the Super Bowl.
I understand.
That is absolutely shocking that be – you know who they've played those first 2 weeks, right? Fucking garbage teams, though. I mean, they're 2-0, but they've beaten up two have-nots, though.
Yeah, but it's still early in the season.
And Joe Burrow is out for 3 months. Did you hear that news?
No.
Yeah, he got a turf toe and he has to get an operation, so he's going to be out for 3 months.
Yeah, AFC, though, I would –
What the hell is turf toe? What is it? What happens?
Turf toe is like when your tendons in your toe
gets caught or something, right?
You can't walk because of the tendons or everything.
Oh, really? Is it from kicking or running?
It's from running. Yeah. Stress on the tendons. I could be even wrong about that, but it's not going to be tendons. But whatever it is, I know it's turf toe, and I know he has to get an operation.
All right, change my picks.
No, I don't want you to change your picks. So Sunday is saying right here, right now, book it, people. Go to Prize Picks right now, and you pick the Bengals and the Colts for this year's Super Bowl. Granted, it cannot happen, but still, Sunday's called the shot.
That's my Super Bowl. The Chargers are good.
Get another AFC conference team.
I'm going with the AFC first. Okay, all right. I go with my NFC picks. NFC, I'll still go with the Eagles.
He's going with the Eagles, repeating. Eagles. What about my Lions?
I don't know about the Lions.
You see, they put up 50 last week?
Giants threw for over 500 yards and lost the game.
Well, the Lions scored over 50 and blew out the Bears.
Again, not a great team.
Not a great team.
But a division rival.
Division rival.
But you know what? This might be better. You might want this kind of start with them.
I
don't
agree.
Want that. Look right at them. They're rolling. Yeah, they're 10-0, and then bam.
Yep. Then you get hit in the face with a couple
speed bumps. Engine blows up and everything else is, and then it'd be like the same thing. You might be better off
this way. Struggle a little bit early and then get hot later in the year and go into the playoffs.
Stay healthy and then tear it up.
Tear it up. So you're going with the Eagles and either the Colts or the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
That'd be cool, Eagles and Colts. Daniel Jones looks good on the Colts. That's what happens when you have an offensive line. Didn't have one on the Giants.
No, they did not.
Is there anything from this week coming up that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to. Yeah. Monday Night Football, the Lions are playing the Ravens, and that's going to be a very difficult matchup.
Kansas City and the Giants
just blow somebody out. I thought I read somewhere.
Yeah, we just mentioned it by 50 points.
Did you? I didn't hear it.
We're going to give you a pass. We know you're struggling over there.
Pampers of sugar.
Kittum's offering me a bag of light brown sugar.
Light brown sugar.
Yeah, my head is not where it's supposed to be today.
All right, I think we've covered the NFL, right?
Well,
hockey's coming too. Is that include hockey or just football?
No. It might, actually. They're talking football right now. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. Prize Picks offers injury reboots. If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. So I guess if you had that Joe Burrow guy and he went out halfway through,
I cannot stand that aspect of the sport, though. I cannot stand that you can bet on players like that fantasy football bullshit. I just want to know who won the game. I don't give a fuck. If the losing team, had great yards or whatever, and that's what ruins.
Makes a ton of money, man. It's just big.
Is this
business.
Look? I'm not super familiar with Prize Picks, but is it fantasy football? Is Prize Picks fantasy football?
You like bet on everything, spreads, you're betting on points.
You're betting on. You can bet on if the kicker has a fucking.
Kicks a 64-yard field
hair
goal.
On his Wait, that's a ball
sorry,
sack.
Sorry, that's a prohibited term bet.
Uh-oh.
Lineup roster.
Did I say bet?
Contest. You did say bet.
Oh, I didn't mean bet.
Yeah, I know.
What did you mean?
I don't know what I meant. All I know is
you want to pick the Bengals too for the Super Bowl, right?
Prize Picks.
Yeah. Download the app today and use code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. All right. So we got that one. And then we got, Walt, you're going to like this one too. The Ridge Power Bank.
Oh, yeah, son. Let me get my Ridge.
Ridge.
Ridge, yeah. Like, you have a Ridge, your Ridge wallet.
Oh, you got them now, huh?
I got a Ridge wallet here.
Man, that's some fancy stuff now you got.
Yep. And
I can't afford the Ridge.
They started making power banks.
Check this shit out.
You got a new iPod?
It's not an iPod. It looks like an iPod, but what it is, Sunday, is a Ridge. and I will never have a device ever go 0%.
Oh, wireless charger too, huh?
It's wild. Look at this. Look at this. Huh?
It's pretty impressive.
Snazzy, right? It's sleek black.
At least you can see this.
Yeah, it's nice. I paid for it myself too. I didn't even get a free one. I thought somewhat highly of the product, and I went online and I bought it.
It comes with all the different chargers on there, huh?
I did use a code, though. Oh, what was the code, Brian?
TESD, baby.
I did use the code.
they have a lot of like video rules for here, but we don't do video. So one thing to pack, 5 ways to power. Get 10% off at Ridge with code TESD at ridge.com/TESD. Hashtag RidgePod.
I really wish we had video for this episode, though, because then I would show you – I could show everybody at home this. My favorite,
does it charge quick?
My favorite aspect of the Ridge, this little kickstand.
The kickstand, huh? Oh, yeah. Nice. How you like that, Sunday?
Look how sweet that kickstand is, bro.
Nice.
Look at that, man. You cannot.
How fast does it charge?
I think faster than the speed of light.
That's pretty fast.
If you just walk by it, I think you're on to something there.
I think you're on to something. Look, sets my phone on fire. It charges so fast.
It charges my phone, like even when I don't want it to. It's constantly charging my phone. Even if it's just in the same room, it's charging my phone.
It's technology.
Yeah, that's Ridge for you. It's giving out all kinds of waves. Like your eyebrows are falling out. Teeth are getting soft.
Like, what's that humming sound? Don't worry about it. It's just my Ridge.
Yeah. Oh, charging up, baby. Charging up.
Glowing.
My teeth feel soft.
Why do they keep falling out?
I'm like, is that weird? Do I have a missing clump of hair?
Ridge, what did you do to me? Still using it.
It's a wonder why you don't have sponsors. Now it's putting out magnetic pulses and it's making people's hairs fall out.
All kidding aside, man. I did go order this. Gidim can attest to it. As soon as we got done doing an ad for Ridge, I was so intrigued and so impressed with the product that I was like, I had to own one. And I paid my own money for it. Again, though, I did use a code, TESD, though.
All right.
And you should,
10%
too.
10% off. Nice. All right. That's Ridge. Want to talk Donny Osmond?
I haven't thought of Donny Osmond since last week, but sure.
My last week.
Last week? I don't know, because I saw a Donny Osmond video on Pluto.
I think he's got a residency out in Vegas.
Does he? He got very offensive advice that Michael Jackson gave him. He recently shared a clip from his 2023 appearance on the Adam Carolla show where he recalled getting very offensive advice about his career from the King of Pop.
What year?
This was 2023 that he appeared on the show.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
And he mentioned this advice on the Adam Carolla show?
On the Adam Carolla show, yeah. So he says, the name Donny Osmond was a joke years ago. The 67-year-old singer said, I mean, if you say you like Donny Osmond music, you are ousted. Is that true?
I think there is a stigma to, you know, being into a former boy band when you're – it's hard to shake that persona of that it's bubblegum music.
Right.
Donny Osmond?
Donny Osmond. Well, I mean, with the Osmonds. Remember, you know, and Marie.
Michael Jackson was with the Jackson 5.
He did. He was able to
he was more successful, I think, yeah.
Yeah, to break away and be known more for his adult hits than his childhood hits. But
yeah, it's like that child actor thing. It's tough to make that switch. Like if you have to be a fucking pretty good actor, actress if you want to go from child to adult performance.
Yeah, and if you want to shake that kind of image – it is difficult to do, and Michael Jackson did it.
Yeah, he was the voice.
He also did it. He also tarnished that image big time. Yeah.
you know, Donnie, you should have do this, Donnie.
Yeah, that was the advice he gave him, maybe. So Osmond explained that in 1983, the year after Jackson's sixth album, Thriller, came out, he went to Jackson seeking advice on how to save his career. I said, Mike, how do I get back on the charts? He said, your name's Poison, Donnie. You got to change your name.
Donnie.
Ooh, that is interesting.
Osmond said it was very offensive. It was tough to hear that.
What would he change it to?
Yeah. That would be tough because everybody is just going to go, that's just Donny Osmond. Why when like – you're going to try to call
him Donny Marie though,
Donald
right?
Donald something.
The Don.
You're like, that's how you know he's serious now. He's Donald. He's not Donny.
It is a tricky, tricky feat to achieve though, to become a respected adult artist when all your hits came when you were like 12 years old though.
And right, were
of the bubblegum fashion.
Mm-hmm. There was a time and place that's not going to be recreated.
Yeah, and I know he may be a very talented singer and dancer, which he is, but not for me. Like, I would go see – like, there's a residency, and if I –
I think he's at the Flamingo. I don't know if he's still –
Where's that? In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
If I was in Vegas and I was needed something to do one night and tickets – I would be like, I want to see Donald perform. And I would have no like shame but I know there's some people be like, I'm not paying for a ticket for that.
I'm sure the tickets are probably not too bad.
Upheld.
Because see Wayne Newton.
Uphold.
Because see him too.
Does he have any hits, Wayne Newton?
He's been here forever, man. He's like, he's part of Las Vegas. He's still alive. Wayne Newton's still alive.
I think he might be dead. I don't know if he's ever had a hit though. I think he only has one hit, something about a daddy, right? Papa.
Let's see. Wayne Newton hits.
I think he only had one.
Duncan Shane, Daddy Don't Walk So
Daddy,
Fast.
Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast. That's his only hit.
No. Look, he's been there forever, so he's doing something right.
I know.
L-O-V-E.
Red Roses for Blue.
Daddy Don't Walk So Fast seems to be the – from 1972 seems to be the big hit. Yes. And that Donka – like get him said Donka Shane. Red Roses for a Blue
Can
Lady.
Can you say that anymore?
Donka Shane? That means thank you, doesn't it?
Oh, okay.
I thought we were back on the cruise.
what do you think about these? Have you seen, that is.
Look at that. It's crazy how much work he's had done.
Yeah, he's had some plastic surgery done for sure.
He looks like a piece of plastic.
If you had that money, you wouldn't do that Sunday?
He doesn't look like that on the right. That's not what he looks like now on the road. The one all the way to the right.
But Sunday, if you had unlimited wealth like a Wayne Newton, you wouldn't go under the knife and try to look.
No way.
Get a new nose.
You look like fucking Jack Nicholson from like in The Joker.
get some cheek implants. Get a chin implant.
It's too much. It's too stretched out. It just doesn't look right. It doesn't look natural anymore. And I'm surprised because I would think it would affect your singing, right? If it stretches your face a little bit back, I don't think you might be able to move your lips a certain way to where you can hit certain notes.
That's a theory that I don't know if I've ever thunk before. Your lips are stretched so tight that you can't.
Well, they pull your
move them the way you used to.
They pull your face back, so it's like I know you saw the Star Wars. Remember, see Carrie Fisher when she in Star Wars, there was like almost a time where she wasn't speaking. It just didn't sound right with her.
You're talking about the Disney ones?
Yeah, the ones that was, before she passed away, the one that, the last one that she was in. But you could see it was just like.
I thought it was because she had dentures in.
Could be that both combination, but she definitely had work done to her face too, because it was definitely not the same as it used to be. But I understand.
Right?
I mean, you have an image.
Growing old's a bitch, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you're in the public eye like that, you have an image.
Tough,
you know?
Yeah, and especially in the internet.
Some people dye their hair,
But the internet is so unforgiving. Like, they will tell you that you don't look the way you used to.
Well, you're not because you're getting older. It's just part of life.
There's any number of motherfuckers out there that will be like, you're fat and you're old now.
All right. No shit, Sherlock.
That's why I'm quitting sugar.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like Rocky in fucking 3 months.
I want to meet their standards. Yeah, it says here, Carson Wayne Newton, also known as Mr. Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Has been performing in Vegas since 1958.
Is that crazy?
He's done 30,000 shows, solo shows, over the 40 years. He's known for that signature song, Donka Shane, and has recorded 165 albums, and he can play 13 instruments and tailors his shows to each audience. That's why he's fucking famous, I guess.
Just think of the people. During that time, playing with the Rat Pack was back then. Yeah. You had Elvis back. I mean, just think of all
longevity,
the people that were playing back then. Seen it all. 50s, and now he's singing with Donnie.
50s through 70s Vegas must have been so fun. It must have been something else, huh?
If you ever look at pictures, it's amazing how there's like nothing. It doesn't look anything right. like it does now. Even like in the early 80s, it looks totally different than what it does now. Mm-hmm. There's so much more there. I mean, you used to be able to see the mountains and everything off the strip. Can't see them anymore.
A good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing for, I guess, for economy-wise. Bad thing just because, you know, it's everything's getting built up. Can't be sucking up all that water out there. Water's important in the desert.
Words to live by. Literally.
Yeah.
That's how you go to Hoover Dam, man. You see how much water's gone in the Hoover Dam. It's crazy.
This made me wonder, too. This is an older story. And this made me think of you, Walt, because, you know, you used to – run a store and you had kids come in and they would your merchandise.
I remember those days when I used to run a store.
Yeah, and the kids would come in and they would read the comics and fucking crinkle them up and put them back.
I'd be like, oh,
the best, right?
Kids, just keep reading. Me
so cute.
I'm just so glad you're reading. I don't care that you're reminds passing me the pages or your grimy little fingers or, and you're ripping the staples from the cover. Just read because I love it. I love to see kids read.
Start smacking flies with it.
So this is the video of it. Get them? Okay. So this is a 3-year-old breaks $1,600 marble table at New Jersey Cafe. And mom claims she couldn't leave until she handed over her credit card.
It's not really too secure, to tell you the truth, for a table.
Yeah, to be honest.
I mean, there's really nothing.
You.
There's like no feet or anything on it.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I don't. Like,
I think that's an accident. I don't think that's.
There's only two legs on that table. That table should have four legs. That is a catastrophe waiting to happen. That marble bench could have killed a kid if he was on the floor.
If he was on the other side, sure.
Yeah.
Was the kid pushing it? I couldn't really see in the video there.
Where is this?
It looks Lavalette. Like.
Avalette. And somebody made
Lavalette,
her pay
New Jersey.
16 grand.
No, 1600. Sorry.
1600. Okay. Yeah.
She says she was completely humiliated, embarrassed, and she's cried since the incident, which brought the 110-pound marble table crashing to the ground. She claimed the manager of the store told her she wasn't allowed to leave until she forked over her driver's license and credit card information to pay for the table.
Extortion.
Despite immediately offering to pay for the damage. So I'm sure she was like, oh, I'll pay for it. Don't worry. Wait, well, I'm sorry. How much?
How could he force her there?
I don't know. I guess you could call the police. They would have to file.
I think the police would be like, a report this is not a concern of ours.
Right. It's not a criminal thing. So yeah. We're not going to deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do.
Later on, one of the cafe's owner told her on the phone, our policy is you break it, you pay for it. I'll bet you that policy was instituted right after this fucking table fell over.
Yeah, but this is like a restaurant, right? It's not like a collectible store, like an antique store where you're walking through. I mean, it's pretty easy to knock that table over, it looks like, for a marble table.
I would be contacting my lawyer if I was that woman. I would cut Johnny. I want you to go apeshit on this cafe who's trying to make me pay for a marble table.
Oh, the Hazelnut Cafe is part of
Bring
a
the
Hazel
fire.
Boutique, a home decor and clothing brand with four New Jersey locations. It's owned by twin sisters.
It's not like the kid was sitting on the table. It looks like
seemed like he barely bumped into.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like it just like there's look, it's moving it's just right there.
It seems hello, like, girls.
Those are the twin sisters.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They say they would never hold anybody against their will, and the mother was not charged for the
contesting
table.
Contesting all of the.
Yeah. See that.
They say they requested her contact information for insurance. How are two stories so completely fucking different?
Hello?
Because the store's lying? Hello? Is that the only way?
Have you been alive for the last
2025?
Like, is it like just lie?
I mean, you just come out of a fucking pot haze and you don't
give some more of that brown sugar.
That you don't realize that two stories
got your volcano in your car?
Are actually that's more common than not that there's always two sides to the story.
Getem has read it up, and I do. This is a good question. What on earth would possess an ice cream shop owner to have patrons eating at a fragile $1,600?
Yeah, it is weird.
Marble
top
table.
It is a boutique shop, but especially when you're dealing with kids. They're lucky somebody didn't get hurt. Really?
That's what they said. Like in the
that kid was small.
In the comments afterwards, they were like, "We're just lucky. We're happy nobody's hurt. We reached out to make sure they're okay." Blah blah blah. All that shit.
Now give us our $1,600.
Yeah, yeah. The way it seems is that they had a worker be like, "Yo, you got to pay for this," and then the owners were like, "Wait a second. Like, this is not looking good for us. Like, everybody just fucking take a step back. We just want insurance.
Maybe should buy some more secure tables."
Yeah.
I don't need to eat ice cream.
I would suggest, yeah, the next table you buy has four legs.
Yeah. It is weird, though. It just, it's like, it looks like it's meant to be bolted into the ground. There's like nothing supporting the bottom of those legs.
Yeah. I don't believe it was properly
anchored
to the floor. And it probably was a blessing in disguise, because if that had fallen on somebody, it definitely could have injured them.
Thank God you weren't there, Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I did want to ask you guys, what are your feelings? Because going back to singing and shit, this recent spate of like older singers up there that have no right to be up there. Like, I'm sure you've seen the videos of Frankie Valli.
I have.
For some reason, Mrs. Five.
Oh, yeah.
Loves it. Wants to go back. She's already planning to go back again.
She said it was worth seeing. Yeah.
I don't understand how that. You've seen the footage.
Yeah, he's not singing.
It looks like he's definitely not singing.
He's just moving his mouth and not even.
There might be strings connected to him, and there might have somebody up on top.
He looks like he's barely propped up like a stiff wind in there. Goes Frankie Valli.
He almost looks like he's in a haze. Like they give him something, and he's just like almost like in a daze out there.
Yeah, Frankie Valli is.
There he is.
He's got a lot Greece. Of hits.
Oh, he's got tons.
Yeah.
He's walking around all right.
Yeah. You can't expect him to actually belt out any tunes, though, I don't think, at that age.
Well,
but what's the reason why you still do this then? It's just because of the love? I mean, I can't see at this stage. I cannot see him needing this for financial reasons.
Oh, I think so.
You think so at that age, at this age?
I think you want to keep your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I think you take a month off the road and you look at your bank account and what you're spending and what's going out. Well, and you're like, holy shit, I got to get back on the fucking bar circuit.
Somebody prop me up.
I got to go on tour.
I saw a different I saw David Lee Roth doing a show.
Oh, my God. The Vegas one?
Yes, the Vegas one.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
It's literally like amateur night. His voice is toast, though. Yeah, I mean, it's gone.
He had 4 to 5 backup black guys singing for him, too.
But, I mean, you could see they were belting it out. His eyeballs were popping out of his head when he was like singing some of the – and I'm surprised people –
He has that weird smile on his face all the time.
It's – there's that time where you got to be just like saying – You just don't. There's very few people that can still, I guess, pull that off at certain ages.
Alex Cooper
still sounds very pretty good. Off. I mean, Fleetwood Mac was selling. They sounded pretty good.
Here we go. Here we go. So this gets on to music. Stevie Nicks never misses an opportunity.
Kiss with backtracks.
Axl Rose is another one. Axl Rose.
Oh yeah, he was another one.
It's not sounding great.
Well, when you sing that kind of music, man, there's just no way you can have that kind of
screech for decades.
The Doobie Brothers still sound good, though.
Yeah. Is there any original brothers in the Doobie Brothers, though?
Oh, you get the one main guy, and you got the
– who's the main guy?
And you got Michael McDonald.
He is not in the Doobie Brothers.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Well, he's still touring with them.
I don't think he's touring with them.
Chicago still sounds good.
There's not one fucking original member, except maybe one of the trumpet players. And they could call themselves Chicago because they got one left. There is no way that any of the original crew is there.
Then why would anybody see him then?
Because of the logo.
I'm not going to see a band because of the logo.
I saw Chicago. Well,
sir, I don't care about the – I just want to see the logo.
Within the last couple of years, and the guy singing was not a part of any of the
hits. He is in it. It says the current members are Tom Johnston, Patrick Simmons, Michael McDonald, and John McPhee.
Still? Oh, I apologize.
Did you see that young girl who's obsessed with Michael McDonald? It's so weird. Whereas like a 10-year-old should be like into, I don't know, whoever the pop star is these days. Yeah, Taylor Swift. Super into Michael McDonald.
I
think he's like 78 or something.
That has to be like
that's like autism or something.
It's very unusual to find a child who would gravitate towards a guy whose heyday was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And the music is kind of soft rock. You know, it's a.
Well, maybe that's it. It's like the Doobie Brothers, while like singing, like they're not screeching like a
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Or David Lee Roth, like they shout sing.
Can you name another Doobie Brother besides Michael McDonald?
That's the only one. That's the only one I care about. I just like the logo.
Brian's fucking salivating like a Pavlov dog over there. He's heard Doobie too many times.
All right, you guys are doing this to me on purpose. Taking it to the street. Yeah, there she is. 11-year-old super fan. Met her pop idol, Michael McDonald.
He looks like George Lucas.
Oh, she met him over Zoom. I thought she met him in person.
It is crazy.
It's gotta be weird for Michael McDonald to see like a 10-year-old crying to be in his presence.
That's strange. Did you ever meet anybody in Cry Sunday? Anybody that got you that emotional?
No.
You know, even if you met Stevie Nicks, you wouldn't get a little choked up.
I wouldn't cry. You
wouldn't get a little bit like emotional.
I would be like, no.
I think you would be
start smoking again.
No, I think you'd fall to pieces. I think you'd be a blubbering mess.
Yeah,
I think
you'd be wrong.
What if you're Stevie Nicks? Yeah, his heart coming out like fucking Bugs Bunny and shit.
Hubba hubba, is you ain't my baby.
Would you, if say somehow like you were backstage and Stevie Nicks is smoking a cigarette, she's like, hey, why don't you come on and join me? Do you smoke a cigarette with her?
Don't smoke.
Well,
Don't smoke.
You got a light, mister? Do you have a light for
Unfortunately, I do not. But I'll get one for you.
How'd
you get back here?
Go running around like a maniac looking for a lighter?
No, I start grabbing pieces of the fucking set and start
rubbing wood together
and creating fire and shit. Look like Quest for Fire back there.
Yeah. Well,
so what's new at Sunday? We haven't seen you for a while. What's going on?
People always wonder what's up.
Yeah, what's
Sunday?
Up with Sunday?
The usual.
What's the usual?
Work. Well, this all work.
You must do stuff other than work, though.
Oh yeah, the weekends I'm out. Of course.
What do you do on a weekend? Weekend coming up? What are your plans?
We're supposed to go out to dinner with my aunt, but that got canceled. So I'll just, I go out to dinner with Joe every Saturday night.
Oh, date night, huh?
You know, Sunday, yeah.
You want to mention, I do think you should say.
Joe is a woman?
Yeah. Tell him, Steve. Dave.